What's going on? Lots happening. Pumped up. MS bike tour this weekend. I'm excited. My ass isn't. The rest of my body isn't, but I am. A lot of fun.
Already? Is it that? It's that time already, eh?
It is, wow. Yes.
Have you been working towards having success?
I was doing pretty good training until the tree cutting incident this past weekend.
What happened? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I had a tree fall on my leg. Good.
Really?
Snapped off about 15 feet up as we were trying to cut a 30-footer. So then It was in free fall, kind of like a garage sale to try to get out of the way before The tree hits you. And I got almost out of the way, but it caught my
Really?
It's because my legs are so thick. So should have seen the tree afterwards, though. Oof, most other legs would have just buckled. But mine withstood it. And, it's been pretty swollen. So I haven't been able to do any biking this week, unfortunately.
I think we have to reevaluate. Was it a branch or was it a limb? Because I think it's
honestly, it almost hit my buddy Jade. It probably might have killed him. Like, it was not fun. It was
a big sucker.
Yeah, no, it was the 30-foot big tree out at the farm that we were making sure it didn't want on the fence. And as we were pushing it, the top half just snapped and came back. Yeah,
it was not.
I wouldn't say it was a clinic in tree cutting 101.
No.
Like, we'll be honest. And especially our good buddy Jay, who decided rather than run, he I don't know if he thought he was on an airplane and was going to crash. So he just goes in the. I'm like, that's not helping you.
Yeah.
So that was the big discussion afterwards. He was like, yeah, I'm disappointed in myself.
So he's not really like a great guy under pressure, under stress.
Well, in that situation, yeah, he realized, you know what, I got to think quicker on my feet next time. So, but you learn from it.
Wow.
So luckily the tree, the big part of it literally missed him by probably 2 inches.
That's one you probably want to just not have to do again, though. How often in your life does a tree fall on you unless you're an arborist?
Yeah, no, it's true. No, but you would be smart about it next time.
Yeah,
smarter.
Sure. Well,
not much you can do though when it snaps 15 feet. That's called a hanger in tree. Tree cutters.
Everyone knows
terminology.
That. Yeah.
So. Anywho. Yeah. So that. But it'll be a lot of fun.
So you're okay. You are able to get on the bike. So you're. Yeah, I did.
I did. I got on to today. And I did it with Plakas, so we were doing a little bit of limbering up the hips and everything, so your body's looser, so you can engage for the 190K ride.
You're doing 190 over 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad, yeah.
Well, it's fun. I've done it before. And you know what? Right now, and as long as Clausen is accurate, which is, it's hit or miss, there's supposed to be no rain. So that's all I care about.
Well,
all I know is
there's
pit stops every 20K. So.
Yeah. I did it once. They have beautiful, like, really nice.
You did the MS bike tour?
I did the long one on a mountain bike. They still talk about it. They whisper it in the
hallways. Actually, no, they don't, because
the
guy did it on a unicycle last year.
Well, he had a one-up.
Two people did it on a unicycle. Like, I remember I almost hit the ditch driving by the guy in the unicycle as we were going up the hill. I'm like, what is this guy doing? How can you do that? I was amazed by it.
First off, why was the guy on a unicycle beating you? And you had
well, because he starts before us.
So you say. Mm-hmm. That sounds a little bit fishy. I would be embarrassed.
It was like there was a lot of people. You know when you're rubbernecking? Like there was a lot of people that almost wiped out just by rubbernecking, watching the guy go up. Like it was sick. Like that. His core strength is beyond good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like
that's impressive. I don't think I've – could you ride a unicycle?
Well, not 90K. Like
could you ride 10 feet?
I used to be – I tried a unicycle back when we were working stilts and stuff, when we were doing clowns and drama. So, yeah, I did it then, but that's like 25 years ago. Could I do it from here to the end of the stage? Maybe. That's like 5 feet. That's it. But, no, to do it for any extended period of time, no chance.
So you'd have a real disadvantage because you have basically no weight in your lower body. And your upper body's not that impressive either, but your legs are so skinny, it really offsets.
Buddy, it's muscle wound tight. Have you ever seen barbed wire? Like, you know how it's unbreakable? Because it's just wound so tight, that's pretty much what these legs are.
Unbreakable. Well, apparently you a tree branch.
All I know is that these legs that you claim that are so skinny are 2-0 in athletic endeavors against Jason Strudwick. So that's all I know. Basically, you lost to a guy who you say has no lower body weight. What does that say about you?
Well, we pick everything you do well.
What? You were the one who called me out in baseball.
Well, I know, but I'm not good at that. I didn't think you'd be. I honestly thought we'd both suck.
The way you were talking was like you were freaking Reggie Jackson, which is funny because you know what's funny? Today I was riding Paul Plakas, your friend.
There we go.
Honestly, I was riding the bike, and after 10 minutes, you just put your head down. You want to finish because you're doing the. And I'm listening to him talk, and he was talking about playing tennis the other day, and he's like, I think I could win one game against Jeannie Bouchard.
Oh, my God.
And the way he's talking, I was like, Am I? Is Jason Strudwick here right now? Like, it's some you two. I have never met two human beings who believe more in their ability than Plakas and Strudwick. It's unbelievable.
Do not put me in the same bracket as Plakas.
It's totally in the same.
Who thinks they can beat a professional tennis player? Like, this guy.
No, he said just one game.
One game from one of the top 15 female.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible. It would never. That guy couldn't last a half
well,
a second.
Of course I know that.
He's in decent shape for a 50-year-old man. I'll give him that. But it doesn't matter.
He's just
in good shape.
Howling.
Mean, Love Jeannie it. Bouchard would chew that guy up.
Yeah. But, and the reason I thought about it is because I know Carrie from Trilogy, big sponsor of the show.
Oh, I love him.
He was sponsoring your golf tournament that comes up on Monday.
Big day.
Thanks for the invite, by the way. That was awesome.
Well, you work. Yeah. You always tell me you work. Mm.
No, hey, it's fine if you don't want to, but at least offer the invite.
I have offered you
before. I pay you to be on the show, and I don't even get invited. I don't even get the offer to turn it down and say, Strads, I'm not interested. Like, did I golf in your tournament when you asked me? Yes. Yes,
no,
I have.
No, one time. I've asked you, you're like, well, I got to work. I'm like, okay. So I just stopped asking.
I took a day off last year for your golf tournament, which I don't do very often, but for yours, I did.
I didn't want to put the stress on you.
It's okay. Hey, I'm fine with it.
I just found out today, luckily, to replace you, the big sexy Dustin Nielsen's coming. So we're okay, people. I didn't ask you because I knew.
No, as long as you admit,
no,
it's fine. Like, hey, it's like when Shona came over for dinner and you're not invited now. No, don't take it personally. That's just how it's going to be. Hey, Kane, what's happening? You want to come over and play? Don't just leave Dad at home. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Passive-aggressive behavior. Hey, that's what it is.
Classic. I was howling. I got the email from Carrie. He's like, yeah, Strudz's golf tournament. I'm like, what? Oh, I was howling, laughing.
Well, Kerry's the first guy I called when we started
it
up.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on, Kerry?
So, anyway, he was one of your title sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, and now he's out of town.
Yeah.
So he emailed me wondering if we could auction off his foursome for the tournament. He's paying for it anyway.
Yeah,
for
nice.
His. So we'll auction off to raise more money. This is all for the Inner City Children's Program.
Yep.
Right? And so, but there's an additional part of it that made me laugh that I said, this is where you should add in Plakas. Because you could have Strudwick and Plakas on this panel. Because it's going to be, here's what you're going to, if you want to get in, golfers, you want to have some fun with Strudz and his golf tournament. It's on Monday, coming up this Monday, so you don't have much time to plan, but that's fine. You're guys, you're all last second minute anyway. It's out at Redtail. But before, there's a brunch with Strudz and Suds.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So Huey and Dewey brunch, hosted by Louis Marc Mageau.
Marc Mageau's hosting it. Beautiful.
Okay, so this will happen at 10:30 in the morning. It's complimentary brunch. It gets going, and then there's like a hot stove. Any questions asked between Strudz and Suds, right on the Southside Restaurant.
That's right. Yep. Southside
at Original Joe's.
Yep.
Okay, so the four, and you get free brunch, right? Are you offering like champagne and orange juice?
You know, I'm not in charge of the what's for food.
No,
but I assume I love Original Joe's, so I don't know. But there's lots of food and drink on the course, so it'll be a lot of fun there. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a great time.
So if anybody wants to help raise some money for the now, tell people what the Inner City Children's Program does.
So it's the Inner City Children's Program. We work in the communities right around Rexall. We do a lot of things as far as you know, before and after school programming, you know, keyboarding for kids, a young chefs program. We're moving perhaps into a fourth school next year. We've had between, you know, you and I putting on the DJ suitcase and this golf tournament, we raise a lot of money. And we're now able to support more and more kids every year. And it's been great. It's been a great time. This is our, it's got to be 6 or 7 years. My wife and I were like I'm the host. She's assistant to the host type scenario. you didn't think that was funny?
Where's Shones to say?
Yeah, she's not listening, is she?
Yeah, exactly. He's talking tough now because he knows she's at home.
And so it's just a great, great charity. We're really proud of him. We've built this tournament up. You know, from just a small tournament to now, it's a great, great tournament. A lot of fun. Food and bevies on almost every hole. A lot of great people on the committee, and we're making great strides in the inner city. I'm really proud of what we've done. So love to have you out. I'll be on standing on one hole on the course at Redtail. Joshua Davison hooked us up down there. So be a great day. Hoping the weather's good.
So it's this Monday. There's a foursome up for grabs. That includes passes to, because not everybody goes to this round table for Strudz and Suds.
No.
So the foursome goes there at 10:30, get free brunch, breakfast, everything else, and then you will go out to the golf tournament in the afternoon. So on Monday, if you want in a foursome for this, all proceeds 100% will go to the Inner City Children's Program. And Strudz will be on a hole. likely you'll beat him in a closest to the pin. That'll be pretty easy. That's like, you know, stealing money from a kid is basically what that's going to be like. And will Suds be on the same hole or will be on a different one?
Suds will be playing, but what is stealing money from a baby? I'm not familiar with that.
No, I said kid, didn't say baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can't really steal money from a baby because I don't think they have it. Can they even hold it? Probably not.
So you're stealing money from kids? Isn't it a saying stealing candy from a baby?
Yeah. Candy from a baby. The babies don't have candy. That's a stupid saying. Well, at least I've never fed my kid candy.
Never? Well,
no.
That he's probably having, because you two, you and your wife, I've never seen two people consume candy like you two.
I know. It's healthy.
You guys are like Willy Wonka. Mr. and Mrs. Willy Wonka.
I know. It's good. It's good. It's tasty. Yeah, well, don't worry. We had to hide it until he goes to bed.
Tracy, I know you're listening. She consumes it. You two, I've never seen anyone consume candy like that.
Big Mac is opening up the bid at $600.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Big Mac attack coming in. Fired up. All right, so that's a full foursome.
Yep.
So, a good opening bid, Big Mac. It's on Monday. And the round table will be Struds and Suds telling you how awesome they are for 45 minutes. Okay.
Well,
basically, be Struds. Just think of the Polkai stories he details on the show magnified 100 in a private little setting with you. Imagine how awesome Jason Strudwick will tell you he is for those 45 minutes.
We will get clarification on what happened that dirty, dirty night in Dallas when I was just terribly elbowed by a young man named Brian Sotheby.
Oh, well, reenacted maybe.
Oh, I don't want to. I'm just starting now getting over my symptoms, concussion-like syndromes.
Okay, syndromes, yes.
I know, thank you.
Yeah, clearly you're not over them yet.
That's what I mean. Look, I'm still pain. Probably have a hell of a lawsuit against Suds pretty soon.
Suds is pretty cheap. But I think the timeline, you've missed out on that.
Have I already?
Yeah, but you could sue the NHL.
Yeah, I will. I'll throw it out there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. $600 if Big Mac opens up. If you want to get in, text in at 10-12-60. Call Megs, who is healthy finally today. Aren't you, Storms?
Yep.
Is she sick?
Your allergies are still bad?
Like, it's not allergies. It's a sinus cold.
Oh.
Doesn't sound like it.
I sound good, though. Right? Oh. Actually, I think I do sound better than yesterday. Yesterday, I was having a hard time breathing.
Well, now you just sound like you could be a phone sex operator.
Oh, I've got that voice now.
Sure. Well, try it. When somebody calls in to make a bid, give them your best, because that'll likely enhance the bid.
I'll up the bid, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So anybody who calls in, be prepared.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's good to have other talents, you know, something to fall back on.
Hi, big
boy. It's a
little
nasally, isn't it?
Sure.
Do it for the kids, Meg. The kids appreciate it.
Yeah, why not? I think that's perfect. Quickly, have you ever cramped up in a game?
You know what? I don't think I've ever cramped up after a game. I have cramped up about 8 or 9 in the morning after a few too many drinks the night before when I was so dehydrated. I've never been in a game, but I've seen guys cramp up, and it is... You're cramped so hard they can't even move the muscle. It is just rock-like. And I saw LeBron James last night. And that guy was in a world of pain. What did he take, 2.5 IV bags today? Henrik Lundqvist used to cramp up a lot. And I'd see this guy, they'd hook up an IV bag to him and it would just suck out like it was so fast. And they'd slow down so it would actually absorb. Amazing. Amazing what LeBron went through last night. But you know what happens is the AC going down that building, it ruins the game. It just, you know, would LeBron have cramped? Probably not if you hadn't hit those temperatures. But for me, Gregor, it was a good game. As soon as LeBron's out, they're down, I think, 2 at that point to San Antonio. San Antonio goes on that run, it's over. Bad first game, and I think Tony Parker said it best. We want to beat the Heat at their best, and that has to be LeBron James playing, 40 minutes a night.
Yeah, although I'll tell you right now, if Tony Parker wins the NBA championship and LeBron gets hurt in game 3, I don't think they're going to turn the ring down.
No, they won't. But, you know, like when you're a top-level guy, you want to beat the other team at their top. You don't want to back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that competition. And when you're that elite a level player, you want to play the best and know you beat the best at their top of their game. And it was just, you know, you could just see after they left. I mean, Chris Bosh, is there a softer person in the world? Yes, there is, actually, Vince Carter. So it's amazing, both former Raptors.
Oh, there's a few NHL guys I think
on
that list.
No, I wouldn't even put close to these two. But Chris Bosh, he actually had a pretty good offensive game last night, but just softer than butter. God, just take the eggs out of your pocket, set them aside, put them back in the carton underneath your chair on the bench. Come out and play a little more physical. It's a man's game. Now you got me off my topic. But anyways, I want to see the top. I don't want to see I don't want to see teams not their full strength in the final. If any's fine. I just don't like it.
I understand.
I don't like it.
But it wasn't, you know, LeBron cramping. How much of that is on him?
Well, listen, before every game, players do the same things. The top, everyone. You know, they drink. I remember I used to drink 2 bottles of water before every game. I'd want to have them done before 15 minutes before warm-up. And then you'd have a Gatorade, too. So you're drinking, that's me, 3. So LeBron James, he's playing, you know, 80% of the game. I'm sure he's drinking all this stuff. It just happens to him. Maybe he's got a condition, because it has happened before. Maybe he's got a condition where he's more susceptible to it. He should be drinking more. But it's not, I don't think this happens
weekly. I just wondered.
So I think it's pretty random.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people were ripping, oh, basketball players are soft.
Yeah, I don't agree at all.
When you have that type of cramping.
Yeah. I don't agree at all.
Yeah. Like, I've seen people, you get a little cramp in their leg, just one.
Yeah.
You have your entire leg cramping up. You can't play basketball. Yeah. Right? It's different than a guy getting a puck in the face. Yeah. Right? It's totally different. The puck in the face doesn't impact you from running or skating.
I couldn't agree with you more. There's no reason to chirp LeBron James. If you've ever felt a cramp, you'd know what it's like. You can't run. You literally cannot run. It's so painful. So painful.
Hey, Gregor, saying Chris Bosh is the softest athlete in the world is saying a lot coming from a guy who played with Tom Gilbert. Graham.
Well, the analytic guys love Tom Gilbert.
Yeah?
Which shows
that analytics, like people who watch the game with their eyes, have flaws.
I just don't like the way Chris Bosh plays the game. I never have. I didn't like him as a Raptor. Doesn't do it for me. I just don't. You got to get muddy. Sometimes you got to get dirty. I mean, Tim Duncan's a very nice player, but he's in the trenches, hammering away for rebounds, being physical. Chris Bosh, I want to see more for you. You're 7 feet tall almost. How much does he weigh? 280? 270?
No, LeBron's 270. I think Bosh is like 250, 240.
Either way, for me, it's just. And I just never liked the guy. I didn't like his hair either when it was long. It just doesn't do it for me.
Really, you don't like players based on their hair choice?
It just doesn't help.
Okay. That is interesting.
It didn't look good on him. Like, I thought it looked good on other guys. I just didn't like the way his hairstyle was. I don't know.
Couldn't pull it off? He couldn't go with the struts?
No. Now, you know what bothered? Now I'm kind of off on a tangent. But when they all went to South Beach, Chris Bosh was walking around like he was the greatest. It's Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. What have you ever accomplished? To me, it's just he shouldn't have been in that threesome.
I don't argue with you there. He was 4th overall pick, same class. Yeah. Weird.
So was Patrick Stefan, 1st overall pick. Doesn't mean he showed up. Like, I just think you look at that. I didn't like the way LeBron and Dwayne and Chris handled that whole situation.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
But if I was Chris, I wouldn't even come out there. I said, guys, this isn't for me. You're on another level. I'm going to go under the water, tread under the water. But different sport, different way of doing things. But I do love LeBron James. I don't care where he plays. I think the guy's a bull and a competitor.
Spurs are good.
They're good. If everything's healthy, if you would predict before the series, who do you think's winning? Like,
I picked the Spurs before the series.
Yeah.
But that was really tough because I said it's hard to go against the Heat. I just think the Spurs, the way they lost last year, that extra motivation. Like, they have watched that game before every game this year. That's their motivation. They're so fired up because they know they had a championship. Yeah. In their hands with 40 seconds left and gave it away.
Yeah, and they are a team. They are a good team. You know, Duncan's still maybe the bedrock, but he's not the player he once was. There's other guys now stepping up. I'd probably pick Spurs. Well, I did pick the Spurs before the series.